Classic Collections brings you the Fashion Connection on 900 AM, the Talk of the Palm Beaches. Visit classiccollectionsofpalmbeach.com to find out more about Palm Beach's premier luxury designer and fashion resale boutique.
Pretty woman walking down the street.
Hey, it's Deanne from our sister station 95.9 The Palm, and this is the Fashion Connection brought to you by Palm Beach's premier designer and fashion consignment boutique, Classic Collections. Before we even get into today's show, I do want to remind all of our listeners that you've missed a lot, but the good news is backtracking and hearing previous shows is so easy. Visit Chic Magazine at their website, classiccollectionsconnections.com, and on the right, you'll see our On the Radio section. There, you'll be able to choose the shows you'd like to hear based on their title and, of course, their topics. And while you're learning about fashion, history, and fabulous tricks to be a fashion guru yourself, that's all wonderful, but there's nothing like the thrill of a hunt. Seeing these pieces in person, falling in love with something instantly, and taking it home with you, and you can find all of that by visiting Classic Collections of Palm Beach and seeing luxury merchandise by the most exclusive designers for yourself. With me every week, my co-host, owner of Classic Collections, and fashion expert, Sally Kimball. Hey, Sally.
Hey, Dia. How are you?
Great. Excited to be here today. Seasons are changing, and apparently that means a lot in the fashion world.
It does. This is a great time of year for a fashionista.
So we're going to be talking about fall fashions, trends this season, and this month is so important, except I have no idea why. So that's what you're going to be telling me today,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So let's get right into it. We're kicking things off with fashion facts. Take it away, Sally.
All right. Well, Dia, this is one of my favorite times of the year. Why, you might ask?
Because it's not scorching hot?
Well, I'm waiting for cooler weather, which we're not going to get to November. The kids are back in school. There's pumpkin lattes at Starbucks. The chrysanthemums are gorgeous at all the nurseries. You can get pumpkin spice donuts at Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, I love
those. Are all great reasons for loving the season, but no, 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 no. That is not my most favorite reason. My very most favorite reason is I wait with bated breath for all of the fall fashion magazines that are published each September. They are outrageous. They are packed with millions of goodies that will make any fashionista worth her Louboutins feel faint. Just feel faint. These September issues, now I counted 42 fashion magazines that are just published in the United States. They can entertain even the most jaded fashion follower for countless hours and days. And frankly, you can even make it be part of your workout sessions because these books, the September issue of Vogue, for instance, is 800 pages and weighs 4.4 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
So you pick a couple of these rascals up at a time and you are going to be like Muscle Mike by the beginning of October. Exactly. I want to talk about some of the magazines because they are expensive. A lot of them tip in at $10, a news price stand. And so you need to know what magazine is really going to be appropriate for you, your lifestyle, your age group, and whatnot.
That's a great point because you're looking at all these fashions, and if you don't know anything about the magazine that you're choosing, you're basing your choice off the picture on the front page.
Exactly. And that picture is a celebrity. So, I mean, the bottom line is you don't want to be spending 42 if you get, 10 or 15 of them. You're looking at some serious dollars.
Right.
So I want to give you a little bit of guidance in terms of this. Of course, edited by Anna Wintour, who was parodied in The Devil Wears Prada, Vogue has to be known as the alpha dog of fashion magazines.
Right.
As I said, this month, it's 800 pages, 4.4 pounds.
That's the longest book I've ever read.
It beats War and Peace, I'm telling you. And it's heavy. Some of the other really good magazines that I tend to enjoy are Harper's Bazaar. That's 523 pages. Porter Fall, which is done on a quarterly basis, came in at 302 pages. W Magazine, which is a very big, oversized magazine, this year published a special collector's issue. It tips in at 414 pages, and the collector's issue is because it's all about Rihanna, which we'll talk about in a little bit. There are another group of magazines that I think are fabulous for people of my age. Obviously, I'm not going to buy the teen magazines. I'm not going to buy the hard rocker, biker type fashion magazines. But I think that if you look at InStyle, the New York Times Fall Fashion Magazine, Vanity Fair, Glamour, Elle, Marie Claire, Cosmopolitan, Fashion. The Wall Street Journal puts out a fabulous fashion magazine. And, you know, these don't even count the foreign publications. For instance, Vogue publishes a Paris edition, a September Italian edition, a China edition, a Japanese edition. So, I mean, there are a zillion other magazines out there published by the same big fashion magazine publishing company.
Can we get our hands on those here too?
You can. You typically have to go to a really international news store. There's one down in Miami Beach. There used to be one in Palm Beach here. Otherwise, you pretty much have to go online and search where you might be able to get them. You can also always write to the magazine itself and ask to be a subscriber to the foreign issues if that makes you happy. In an effort to have everyone totally up to date on what's hot right now, these magazines also are published now to generate interest and to influence the people who might be attending the Fall Fashion Week in New York. That's usually held the first or second week of September. And this is where everything is focused. Fall is when all of the designers bring out their major, major collections. And these magazines actually are put together over a whole year. They get together. The minute it comes out, they're working on next fall's magazine. And they're setting goals for the advertising, which, of course, keeps the magazine alive, editorial topics, hot covers, and the celebrities who will star on them. And they also want to, you know, be able to address closer to publication date current affairs, the world of grooming that goes into each designer's collections. And all of this is liberally discussed at these meetings for what they call the book every single year.
That must be such a thrill.
Oh, it's fabulous.
And be able to, I don't know, coordinate all these great events.
Of course, all of these people are super, super creative. And so you've got just fabulous networking of creative minds, which makes these magazines so special. Now, from a business point of view, the September issues are the most important ones of the year for a couple of reasons. They are the cash cows for any magazine. And whoever graces the cover can literally make or break the sales of that magazine for the month of September. So the cover shots are kind of like the Olympics of the magazine business. And while each magazine competes to be the biggest, hello Vogue, and the best, which I'm not going to give you my opinion, booking the cover star is the final shot for that big gold medal. Now, from Rihanna gracing the cover of W Magazine, to Kendall Jenner on Vogue, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West smooching for Harper's Bazaar. I do not understand how that's about fashion. To Jessica Alba for Allure and to Kristen Stewart for T Magazine, there's no short of celebrities lining up for these glossy covers. Some of the choices are predictable. Others, frankly, kind of make you wonder what were they thinking. Whatever. The important thing is that every single aspect of fashion is covered and covered and covered yet again. Almost all of the ads for each designer are the same, and really it only varies by how many pages they choose to take in each publication. So in Vogue, Gucci may have 8 pages. That first page of theirs may be the only page that you see in another publication, but the ads all are the same. It's just how many pages they get. So you'll see the same in Chanel, Hermes, Prada, Missoni, Chloe, Dolce & Gabbana. There will be so many more companies in these magazines, and always that first ad is duplicated a zillion times. And the beauty products, this is something I really want to get into. This year, you'll be opening those fold-out sniff pages.
I love those things.
But you've got Chloe by Chloe, which is a new floral composition of roses,
which I'm a big fan of.
My Burberry Black, they call it a London garden in a gathering storm scent. Go wonder. Donna Karan's Cashmere Aura is the light of a woman. Michael Kors' Wanderlust is a blend of blossoms mingled with spices and exotic woods. Yves Saint Laurent's Mon Paris is red berries, datura flowers, white musks. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And I don't know about you, but after I finish going through a whole magazine, which can take 5 hours, okay, and I have sniffed all of the perfume pages, I have a splitting headache, and I couldn't separate the smells for $1 million bucks.
It has to be a scent you already know to be able
it,
to
It has to be. They all mush together and you have no idea, but you do know you have a perfume headache.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you might wonder if the print media is taking a beating in the digital age we're in. And I've got to tell you, in my opinion, from the way the September issues fly off the magazine stands, to the ladies like me who wait by my mailbox for the issues, to the beat-up copies that are on dentists and doctors' coffee tables, I think that at least the September magazines are safe. And I believe that the luxury of paging through these tomes of fashion and dog-earing the pages with the things you like and checking out the new cosmetic colors and those sniffing sessions with the perfumes and ripping out pages with hairstyles you want to show your beautician and sending editorial articles to someone who will appreciate the topic. And you go back time after time after time to flip through again because it's impossible to see everything the first time.
It's such an experience.
I know. So whether you're a millennial or a Gen Xer, you get a lot more out of these fabulous magazines than just seeing it on a mobile device. And it's magical. And I think any woman of any age gets in a great mood anticipating and enjoying just kind of sashaying through these fabulous September issues.
I always make buying myself a great magazine like a ritual when I fly because I do feel like it's such a treat. It's like after a carnival grabbing an ice cream. That's how I feel.
Exactly. And so the September issues are the icing on the cake.
The best of the best. So you've just told us a lot about what we could be expecting in terms of our experience when we open one of these incredible books. But what are we going to be expecting inside? What is fall going to bring us? That's what we're going to be talking about next during Focus on Fashion. You're listening to The Fashion Connection on 900 AM Talk of the Palm Beaches, all brought to you by Classic Collections of Palm Beach. And to do a little shopping, find out where the store is, don't go anywhere. This commercial is going to give you all the juice on that. I'm with Sally Kimball, and we'll be right back.
Owner and fashion expert of Classic Collections of Palm Beach, Sally Kimball has created the perfect spot for anyone with the true passion for fashion. Top current trends or something vintage and unique, Palm Beach's premier designer and luxury consignment boutique, Classic Collections, has everything from fine jewelry to Chanel, Hermes, Pucci, Oscar de la Renta, and more. Visit ClassicCollectionsOfPalmBeach.com or come enjoy the couture in person. But get this, you can also enjoy our couture from home thanks to Classic Collections Chic Magazine. On the first of every month, visit ClassicCollectionsConnections.com to see the newest issue of Chic Magazine and subscribe. Find our newest arrivals, special sales, fashion features, lifestyle topics, and all of the things the fashion world has to offer. You'll also find every episode of our radio show, The Fashion Connection, under a section called On the Radio. So now you don't have to worry about missing an episode live on 900 AM, the talk of the Palm Beaches. Don't forget to find us on Facebook as well as Instagram. Be chic, stay chic, and read chic. And don't forget, offering the most beautiful things in the world, the largest luxury resale website has our pieces online too. That's firstdibs.com. 1stdibs.com. Enjoy.
Classic Collections brings you The Fashion Connection on 900 AM The Talk of the Palm Beaches. Visit ClassicCollectionsOfPalmBeach.com to find out more about Palm Beach's premier luxury designer and fashion resale boutique.
Pretty woman walking down the street.
So the same way we get excited about opening a brand new magazine, especially this month, that's how you feel when you dance to this, right, Sally?
I love this song.
So everyone should listen to the song while they're skimming through their brand new September issues?
I don't know. That's a hard choice.
There are a lot of good ones to dance to. So I do want to remind everyone we're located at 118 North County Road, Palm Beach, Florida. They can give you a call at 561-833-3633, and your summer hours are 11 to 5:30. That's what's going on right now?
Exactly. That changes October 1st, and it'll go back to 10 to 5:30.
Perfect. So let's get into it. What are we going to be expecting for this season?
All right. Well, it's absolutely impossible to decide what is this fall season's must-have fashion item. There is such a plethora of fashions that are beautiful, unusual, well-tailored, made of fabulous fabrics, incredible designs. It's really quite overwhelming. But it's interesting because in times of uncertainty, which we are in now with the world violence going on and the election coming up. In times of uncertainty, fashion historically has leaned toward flamboyance and just pieces of clothing and accessories with incredible flair. No matter what's going on around us, fashion lifts our spirits, it engages our senses, and it awakens our love for life, regardless of all the horrible things you might see on the news every night. So to help you through these rich, luxurious fall fashions, I've kind of made a list of some of the trends that have evolved this season and who are the best designers for these looks.
Oh, good. You made it easy because you're telling me there are so many great options and I'm like what?
Okay. This is easy. Okay. The first big trend this season is textured fabrics. That's the return of feel-good fabrics. Big this year is the return of beautiful brocades shot with gold that you would see on an outrageous couch, rich, creamy feeling velvets, luxurious and fringed leathers with tulle designs, delicate silk and tulle gowns, wools that are just bejeweled, lace that is stretchy and delicate or overlays other materials, embroidered or appliqued fabrics of every kind, embellished sweaters, mix and match tweeds, cabled coats, mixed media pieces that use all kinds of different fabrics. Designers that really work incredibly well with fabrics include Etro. Now, Etro uses a lot of brocades and lace and knits and embellishments. Chanel, of course, is known for their tweeds piped with leather. I mean, just perfectly tailored. Roberto Cavalli has gone this season back into his silks with ruffles and pleats, very, very feminine and sexy. Missoni, of course, is known for their knits, and they're doing knits upon knits within knits. I mean, they're knitted. Burberry's gone, of course, with the wools and their typical conventional leather and tweeds. Chloe is coming out with delicate silks and ruffles. And even Gucci, which is usually pretty restrained and conservative, is doing a major mixed media pieces this year. Fendi, known for their very precise handbags and whatnot, is doing a lot of ruffles on their handbags and fur enhancements with their wools and their knits. Calvin Klein is mixing plaids with tweeds, with herringbones and other men's fabrics all in one whole outfit. Dolce & Gabbana, of course, is always out there, and they're mixing velvets with embroidery and tweeds and embellishments sewn on all of their coats and dresses. And of course, Valentino, always very classic, is showing bejeweled silk gowns, feminine tulle cocktail dresses, and classic fabric pairings. So the textures are a big, big thing this year. Now, prints are also very big this year. Last year, you saw almost no prints. It was very stark collections. Animal prints, of course, are always and still will be a major focus in a lot of the designers' collections. But prints have gone way past simple checks or stripes this year. There are floral prints. There are fabrics that have whole landscapes printed on them. There's almost wallpaper stripes and repeat patterns of paisleys and plaids and houndstooth checks and lace-looking prints. So it's not really lace. It's a print that looks like lace, and so many more different types of prints. The big news this season is that there is an insatiable mixing of prints that we've never seen before. They are mixing delicate floral prints with bold stripes or swatches of heavy gold brocade. Seems to be considered normal this season with wispy little silk dresses. Printed velvet jackets over school skirts or military style pants are an unusual touch. Military style prints, think the bold uniform stripes, kind of the jackets that Michael Jackson used to wear. They're back on pants and pants and jackets, and they're being worn with lace blouses or little delicate teddies, and they just seem to rule the day, and especially with Gucci this year. Another big trend this year is romantic dressing. A lot of the designers are featuring romantic looks. They're turning to ruffles, Fendi and Lanvin in leather purses. And even though they are made of leather, they look romantic. There's lots of tiny pleats on dresses and pants and skirts to create sexy illusions. Think Cavalli. There's eyelet bohemian blouses and lace dresses, skirts and stockings that make up so many outfits by Etro and Prada, Dolce & Gabbana. There are wispy silk gowns by Gucci, Valentino, and Cavalli with velvet and touches of brocade and ruffles and see-through sheer silk. Shoes are also getting into the romantic mood with luxurious velvets, brocades, and stunning satin ribbons to tie things up. This season, Christian Louboutin's velvets are simply to die for. And frankly, the Jimmy Choo lace-ups in both shoes and boots will send you back to a romantic age. Another style, which I have not been a fan of, but I'm kind of trying to come around to, is the gangster styles. You know, in Jersey, we say gangsta, but for this broadcast, I'm going to say gangster.
Okay.
Because I want to be grown up here. And there's no way around it, but gangster dressing is very, very big this fall. I'm talking rebels with major attitude, street styles, mod glam squad type looks, gangster cult looks. If you check out the W magazine and you take a good look at the 98 pages devoted to the fierce individualistic looks that obviously show extreme self-expression, you will be shocked. Rihanna is way, way, way out there. And this is all about attitude. We're talking about chains and leather and studded clothing and weird piercings and really bizarre jewelry and metal gloves and chunky studded and chained booties and footwear and crazy leather corset belts. Thank you very much, Kim Kardashian. And dresses and sweaters and pants and coats with holes in them. You would think you went to the thrift shop, and they're pinned together with safety pins. This is, quote, fashion. Ragged edges, no hems, strings of fabrics hanging off pants and dresses complete the most unusual and distinctive look in a long time. I must say, if I personally were ever to meet most of these models, including Rihanna, dressed like this, I would run the other way, even in my high-heeled spikes that have no chains or steel toes. It's definitely not the look for me. But to be honest with you, to bear all, I did just buy a short black kilt-type skirt with some chains on it. The chains are mostly to hold it closed, but still, it was a big fashion forward step for me.
I'm very proud of you.
I'm telling you, I can't believe I did this.
And one step closer to being Rihanna.
Well, worst case out, there's always Halloween, and I can go as a gangster, braveheart, zombie, Scots madwoman. Who knew? The gangster look is also really exceedingly prevalent in footwear this season. Even the more conventional designers, Gucci, Chanel, Dior, Louis Vuitton, Coach, are sporting chunky and chained leather biker boots and thick-ribbed sole mountain booties and studded laced-up patent leather boots that I can tell you are not from the Victorian era. One other point, power dressing. Once again, everything old is new again. The old symbols of power dressing are returning. The big, severe, wide shoulders, the menswear style suits made in wonderful tweeds, herringbones, plaids, the stunning jackets and blazers worn with simple yet elegant black slacks, the beautiful leather separates, especially from Dior, and elegant wool suits and dresses and coats from Burberry. Classics are still going to rule the day. And most conventional working women, while they may dress things up with chunky boots or a radical purse, they still have put together a classic look that can go anywhere.
You have given us a lot to think about, but the good thing is a lot to work with. You have to feel good and confident pulling out a bunch of different pieces from your closet after hearing that it's not just one thing that's in style. There's not one fad. It's not one trend. It's what speaks to you in that enormous list of beautiful fabrics, materials, colors, textiles, everything that you've just said. So that's exciting.
It is exciting, and you don't have to get crazy in terms of budget, and we're going to talk about that in the next session on Timely Topics.
Yes, I love love that. So now we know what to expect this next season with the great magazines. We know a little bit more about what kind of trends are coming in. And now you're going to give us the sneak peek on how to make these looks work for us at a good price. So that's exciting. Don't go anywhere. We've got all the details on how you can do your own shopping at Classic Collections of Palm Beach at 118 North County Road, Palm Beach, Florida. Give them a call at 561-833-3633. And I do want to remind everyone, when they walk into Classic Collections of Palm Beach, even after hearing the show, they might say, I don't know where to start. And that's the beauty of going to your store, that you have incredible staff that can help you pick out anything and everything.
We can help style any wardrobe with what you've got and help you add the new pieces that'll make it look totally different.
I don't want anyone to forget to go online today to check out your new September issue of Chic Magazine. That's at classiccollectionsconnections.com. We've got the details on that coming up in this ad, so don't go anywhere. I'm Dia Ryan with Sally Kimball, and we'll be right back.
Owner and fashion expert of Classic Collections of Palm Beach, Sally Kimball has created the perfect spot for anyone with the true passion for fashion. Top in trends or something vintage and unique, Palm Beach's premier designer and luxury consignment boutique Classic Collections has everything from fine jewelry to Chanel, Hermes, Pucci, Oscar de la Renta, and more. Visit ClassicCollectionsOfPalmBeach.com or come enjoy the couture in person. But get this, you can also enjoy our couture from home thanks to Classic Collections Chic Magazine. On the first of every month, visit ClassicCollectionsConnections.com to see the newest issue of Chic Magazine and subscribe. Find our newest arrivals, special sales, fashion features, lifestyle topics, and all of the things the fashion world has to offer. You'll also find every episode of our radio show, The Fashion Connection, under a section called On the Radio. So now, you don't have to worry about missing an episode live on 900 AM, the talk of the Palm Beaches. Don't forget to find us on Facebook as well as Instagram. Be chic, stay chic, and read chic. And don't forget, offering the most beautiful things in the world, the largest luxury resale website has our pieces online too. That's firstdibs.com. dibs.com. Enjoy.
Classic Collections brings you the Fashion Connection on 900 AM, the talk of the Palm Beaches. Visit ClassicCollectionsOfPalmBeach.com to find out more about Palm Beach's premier luxury designer and fashion resale boutique.
Pretty woman walking down the street.
It's Dia Ryan and Sally Kimball, and this is The Fashion Connection. Classic Collections of Palm Beach is located at 118 North County Road in Palm Beach, Florida, and we don't have a lot of time left. And this is when we're getting all the real secrets, how to put together these incredible outfits for ourselves. So, Sally, where do we begin?
Okay, let me first talk about budget, okay? You're not going to go out and buy a lot of these fashions because, frankly, they're very expensive, and they may just be cool for this season. They may be totally out of favor by next year. But what I would like you to do is consider buying one or two really well-made designer accessories. It's best to work with a killer handbag, a good designer, it's going to be beautifully made, and maybe a wonderful jacket that can go with everything. These two pieces will become investment pieces that you'll be able to wear through many, many seasons and years, and it's worth the cost for this keystone item to your wardrobe. Then you need to decide which trendy items you really want to try out. A best bet is a chunky street style pair of short booties that you can wear with everything.
Oh, I love them.
From jeans to the newer looks. Go to a medium priced store to look for these booties. Macy's, Nine West, some of the teen shops in the malls. Make sure they're comfortable. Don't spend a lot. These most likely will be worn for one or two seasons. You'll grow tired of them and they'll be gone. They'll be in the dust. Pick out some other accessory to up your style game. You like that romantic look? Then go with a ruffled white bohemian blouse that you can wear with everything. Do you want to really play up the prints? Well, the best item there that I would suggest is getting a mixed media dress. You can wear it alone with a great coat, sweaters, classic heels, or gangster shoes. It's up to you. Think about socks and hosiery. This season, socks are all argyles, plaids, toeless ankles, worn with peep-toed shoes, fishnet stockings, lace pull-on stockings. And most of this merchandise is very affordable unless you go to top designers like Chanel. The same look can be found for much less at general department stores or shops like H&M and Forever 21 in the malls. They're made for young people who have small budgets and they want to emulate the high designers. Costume jewelry can also be your best friend this season. season. Chunky plastic and lucite pieces, chokers with feathers, leather bangles and rings, and chains, many of which you can make yourself. Take yourself to Home Depot and go to the chain department. And please, don't forget thrift shops, resale stores, and green markets, which feature a lot of homemade jewelry. Lots of these fun and inexpensive items can be found with little effort, and it's always fun looking for things. Don't forget, it's all about the thrill of the hunt. One more fact. To get the look you want, I just want you to realize that most of these things will be on sale within 2 months. By the 1st of November, the stores clear a lot of the fall pieces for their holiday promotions. In fact, the National Retail Federation says by Halloween, over 40% of shoppers will have started buying holiday gifts. So these fall fashion items will be on sale. So read the magazines and decide what you want and wait for those sales.
And that's how you become a fashion guru. This is the Fashion Connection brought to you by Classic Collections of Palm Beach. I'm Dia Ryan. This is Sally Kimball. Thank you guys so much for listening. And don't forget to tune in next week for another episode. And tonight, our September issue of Chic Magazine comes out. That's classiccollectionsconnections.com. Also the website to find all of our past episodes. Sally, thank you for the knowledge.
You are welcome. Be chic, stay chic, and read chic.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.